Today is Wednesday, the 20th of November, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time.
Santos, Santos, Santos.
Giuliano Ravanello sings Sanctus. As we prepare for prayer today, how might you create a small act of worship for God in this moment? Perhaps a gesture, or a word, or even a song. Today's reading is from the Book of the Apocalypse.
After this, I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice, which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and cornelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes, with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning, and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature, like a lion. The second living creature, like an ox. The third living creature, with a face like a human face. And the fourth living creature, like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
This passage from the book of Revelation presents a vision of heaven where God is surrounded by elders and other creatures engaged in ceaseless worship. It is a vivid and awe-inspiring portrayal of who God is. We place ourselves within the scene, allowing senses, emotions, and thoughts to be fully engaged. As the voice like a trumpet says, "Come up here," hear that God is calling you to experience the divine mysteries of heaven. What is your response to this invitation? Visualize the throne at the center, the shining crystalline rainbow of light, the one seated on the throne radiating majesty and power, an invitation to awe and reverence. What does the sight of God's throne stir within you? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The chants and songs of worship resound through the heavenly courts, all of creation proclaiming the eternal essence of God. Imagine yourself joining the court in worship. What moments in your own experience remind you of God's power and creative love? As you listen to the passage again, take a moment to rest in God's presence. Let this be a moment of intimacy with God, where you feel His peace and authority over your life. Be open to any promptings from the Holy Spirit.
Around the throne, and on each side of the throne are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature, like a lion. The second living creature, like an ox. The third living creature, with a face like a human face. And the fourth living creature, like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne, and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
The worshippers proclaim, "You are worthy, our Lord and God." Let this reflection come to an end by offering a prayer of gratitude and praise, asking for the grace to keep God at the center of your life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.